This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans would be barred from carrying guns in most public spaces under a Democratic bill at the state capitol. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The proposal would ban people from being armed in government buildings, hospitals, churches, public parks, rec centers, bars, zoos, festivals, among other places. It would apply to both concealed and open carry. Democratic Senator Sonia Hawkes Lewis of Longmont is one of the main sponsors. She says the goal is to protect people in vulnerable places.
We have too many people being victims and being killed in so many different areas of the state.
Opponents say the bill is unconstitutional and irresponsible to prevent gun owners from carrying firearms in that many areas. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
New students attending the University of Colorado next year could pay more for tuition, CPR's Jenny Brundin.
Depending on state funding, resident undergraduates could see a 3-4% increase. Currently, tuition is nearly $12,000. Out-of-state tuition could increase 4%. Only new students would see an increase, according to a Board of Regents presentation. Continuing students have a tuition guarantee that holds their rate. Residence and dining hall fees are also expected to increase. This year, Colorado colleges asked for 4 times what Governor Jared Polis has proposed in his budget. Colorado spends among the least in the nation on higher education. CU Regents will vote on the budget proposals during their April meeting. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Colorado voters will soon start receiving ballots for the presidential primary. They go out in the mail today. Election Day is Super Tuesday, March 5th. Later in this hour, the question at Colorado Wonders that's not easy to answer, the Grand Mesa. A lot of natural beauty and scientific interest, but is it really the tallest mountain of its kind?
Grand Mesa has a fascinating geologic story. To the point of the biggest flat-top mountain in the world, it's just a really tricky thing.
That Monday morning story is in about 20 minutes. This is CPR News.